An Episcopal priest in Seattle has just announced that she is both a Christian and a Muslim. Anne Holmes Redding has been suspended by the Episcopal Church for a year. Hannah Jaffe Walt has this profile.
Reverend Jan Anderson has a hard task at tonight's service. She has to introduce her guest preacher, Anne Holmes Redding, to a couple dozen seniors at the Bayview Retirement Center Chapel. She breathes, gets up, pauses, and then just says it.
She is a practicing Muslim and a practicing Christian.
The crowd is still and quiet. A few people adjust their hearing aids. Okay, let's stop here for a minute. A Muslim Episcopal priest? What? How did that happen? Well, one bright summer day, Anne Holmes Redding went to church and she found religion. Another one.
Someone came to the church to teach an interfaith series on repentance.
The Muslim man taught the group of interested Christians about religious meditation and chanting. Reverend Redding was mesmerized, especially by one chant.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Estakfurullah, estakfurullah.
Then, a few months later, her mother died. Redding was devastated. One evening, packing up her mother's things in the bedroom, she was so deep in her grief she couldn't move. Redding says even with all she knew as a priest, she couldn't figure out how to let God help her.
I had the sense that I needed to surrender to God. The message was, yeah, you can't figure this out. You can't do this. There's no way you are going to be able to do this without surrendering totally to me.
Islam, she thought, means surrender to God. Redding took her Shahada right then, a simple statement of belief one says to become a Muslim. There's only one God, and Muhammad is his messenger.
That was the way to make the surrender real.
Okay, so she took her Shahada on the floor of her mother's house. Does that really make Redding a Muslim? Imam Johari Abdul Malik of the Al-Hijra Islamic Center.
If she's saying that she believes that there's only one God and she believes in all of the prophets.
Check, she does.
And if she believes that Jesus is not God, then that makes her Muslim.
Jesus not God? Actually, yeah, she believes that too. Redding sees Jesus as an exceptional human model of how we should all be close to God, but not as God himself. So wait, if you take the Christ out of Christianity, are you really still a Christian? No, says Dr. Kendall Harmon, canon theologian for the Episcopal Diocese of South Carolina.
There are limits to what one can disbelieve. This is the kind of deterioration of basic Christian teaching that you see. You have people within these faiths who've somehow lost touch with the center of the content of the faith itself.
But Redding's own congregation in Seattle don't seem focused on that. Some people were confused by Redding's claim on two religions, but the local diocese says there's been no public anger or backlash. In fact, there was another kind of response. Parishioner Doug Thorpe.
To be honest, for me, mostly I was really excited.
Let me explain. In Redding's parish and in churches across the country, building relationships with other faith groups is all the rage, especially since 9/11 and especially with Muslims. Okay, so back to the Bayview Retirement Center where we started. Redding has preached on Isaiah, hymns have been sung, and the community is slowly, very slowly, filing out of the chapel.
We appreciated your message very much tonight.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
No one here appears angry at Redding's claims. Some are confused, some are curious to know more, but mostly people just shrug, like Arzel Smith.
Well, it's all right with me. It's all right with her. Yeah. I don't have any qualms about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It may be all right with Arzel Smith, but ultimately it is not okay with the church as a whole. Bishop Gerilyn Wolfe suspended Redding from the priesthood for 12 months.
I didn't think somebody could represent the church as a priest and a Christian if, in fact, they adhered to both these, what I feel are contradictory elements of faith.
Next summer, Bishop Wolfe says she'll reevaluate Redding's place in the church. Until then, she's asked Redding to spend the year reflecting on the doctrines of Christian faith. Redding says she'll do that as she observes Ramadan this month. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt in Seattle.